Joining us this morning, we have Michelle Reinen, who is the administrator for the state's Division of Trade and Consumer Protection. And she is joining us this morning. Good morning.
Hello. It's a great day.
Michelle, we're talking to you today about the top 10 consumer complaints for 2025, right?
We certainly are. DADCAP, the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection, received 11,884 written complaints from consumers in 2025, and we tabulate that data to find out what the top issues they face during the year are. And we usually have a sense of what's going on, but we wait till the numbers come in to really make those final announcements.
Now, the top complaint usually doesn't change much. Do you have the same one from last year?
We do. Actually, landlord-tenant issues, 2,620 complaints, so a very significant amount of complaints, has been the number one category since 2022. Previous to that, it had been telemarketing for over 20 years, so landlord-tenant issues are really impacting consumers in our state. We received more than 5,000 phone calls to the Consumer Protection Hotline asking questions about landlord-tenant issues, whether they were from landlords actually or from tenants. But it's really important that everyone understand their rights and responsibilities in this category. And we saw, you know, concerns about a failure to maintain the premises, security deposit returns and withholdings, evictions, unauthorized entry, mold infestation, inadequate disclosures, and then just that regular customer relations, unsatisfactory service between the landlord and the tenant.
Okay. So what's number two then?
That would be telemarketing. It's sat there since it dropped out of number one, but it's slowly decreasing in the complaint count. Commonly reported issues are things we talk about pretty much every single month as it relates to scams circulating. It's those phishing attacks and those spoofing of the caller ID, imposter scams, robocalls, and harassment. And then the other side of it is the do not call registry. Consumers who are registered to say, I don't want to receive a solicitation, who are filing complaints because they are getting solicitations. And so we follow up on those. We had a number of settlements in those areas as it related to additional enforcement action with telemarketers who either weren't following the law or weren't registered to make calls in our state. I do want to make a plea, I guess, with consumers and say we received about 1,500 contacts to the hotline about telemarketing, but only 1,200 complaints. I encourage people to continue to file complaints, even though there's technology out there and there's resolutions of just not answering the phone. We need to know what's circulating from consumers so we get the word out to keep other people protected.
Okay. In the forms of telemarketing, do you get a lot of texting now too, or?
That's right. It falls into that same category because it's either text to the phone or the phone calls, the voice calls. So it's the combination of the two.
All right. So what was your third top complaint of the year?
Home improvement issues, 641 complaints, held pretty steady from the previous years. And commonly reported issues are those charges for repairs that weren't performed or delays in performance, a failure to provide services and materials or honor warranties, and just a failure to disclose a consumer's right to receive a lien waiver. And whether or not you get that disclosure, I just really encourage consumers to assert your right and say, I want my lien waiver when they make a payment, because it really protects you should a contractor fall out of sorts with the suppliers or the subcontractors. You will have your lien waiver as protection from having made that payment. But again, a high value category, usually when you're involving a home improvement contractor. We did have a number of cases we referred to district attorney's offices where they took that further enforcement action, and some contractors ended up with jail time, probation, and had to pay tens of thousands of dollars in restitution or forfeitures.
Okay. And at number four this year?
Four would be telecommunications. So think your internet service provider, your cable or satellite television, your cell phone or your landline here, or the whole bundled package. But Yeah, as you can imagine, these are usually under a contract of some sort, or there's some written agreement. So it involves billing disputes, cancellation denials, service disconnections and terminations, as well as agreed upon terms just not being followed or honored. And then there's the refund and adjustment aspect of it as well.
Okay. And at number five?
We would have identity theft, 468 complaints in this category, and it's actually down 150 from the previous years. Part of that is we've worked with Department of Revenue, so they are taking those tax-related identity theft complaints directly. And we saw a big spike in the type of complaint involving the takeover of online accounts like social media profiles or financial accounts. So we also saw issues related to fraud, data breach, and compromised identification documents. I really encourage consumers, as it relates to identity theft, to do what we talk about nearly monthly, and that is do what you can to protect your identity. And that means put that security freeze on place, put fraud alerts on your accounts, and change your passwords regularly.
All right. Where were we at now? I'm losing track.
Six, medical services.
Okay.
Medical services, 456. Again, very steady category. This isn't about the doctor and the treatment plan. This is about the billing and the disclosures and representations about what you're going to have to pay for a service. So, of course, there were misrepresentations there. And we were actually able to mediate one case for a consumer where we save them $85,000 on a medical procedure based on these disclosures and information. So pay attention to your bills here. And if you have issues in getting things resolved, consumer protection can hopefully assist.
Okay. Maybe we should just go through 7 through 10 now, because I know you have another commitment. So.
Yeah, absolutely. 7 is that motor vehicle repair, 445 complaints. It significantly went up. There are specific consumer protection rights, so learn those before you take your vehicle in. Motor vehicle sales, 380 complaints at number 8. And this is a category we work on with Department of Transportation, but think about those prize notice mailers and other circulars that you get and whether or not they have good, solid representations. Travel at number 9, 219 complaints. It could be that bundled package with the airline, the hotel lodging, auto rentals, or just the travel service bundles. And of course, you're going to have cancellation denials and refunds and guarantees and billing disputes in this area. And then coming in at number 10 is a brand new category this year, and that's major appliances, 158 complaints. It's new to the list, as I said. It's about defective products, billing disputes, refund policies, failure to honor agreements. But we saw a spike in complaints that bumped it to to number 10 when a relevant business in Wisconsin closed on short notice, and it left a number of consumers with questions, concerns, no refunds, no appliance. And so certainly we are trying to assist those consumers and get everything resolved in addition to any bankruptcy that's going on. And that's what consumer protection can try and do in addition to just enforcing the state's laws.
Maybe you could give us the phone number for that cap if people want to register a complaint for 2026, I guess.
Absolutely. You can go to our website and go directly to the complaint portal at datcp.wi.gov, or you can call the hotline at 800-422-7128. Talk to a consumer protection specialist, find out what your options are there, what your rights are, and then get a complaint form sent out to you.
Michelle, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. That is Michelle Reinen, who is the administrator for the Division of Trade and Consumer Protection for the state of Wisconsin.